want something more meaningful moments, opportunities, deeper relationships, and memorable experiences? Do you want to make a difference? If you said yes, a career in real estate could be the opportunity you're looking for. Guiding people through one of the most important decisions they ever made, the purchase or sale of their home, can be both rewarding and lucrative. Exit Realty has a revolutionary compensation model, training, and technology that provides you with the tools you need to start and build your successful real estate career. Call me today, Mimi Eubanks, your country realtor, at 843-730-3327. That's 843-730-3327. Or visit exitlowcountry.com/joinexit and make your exit today.
So good morning, and great morning to you. Guys, welcome to another fabulous episode of Exit Strategies Radio Show. Hey, I'm your host, Corwin J. Millett, broker and owner of Exit Realty Low Country Group in beautiful North Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, guys, I want to give a quick shout out as we enter today's show to my business partner and fellow exit agent and broker up in Columbia, none other than David Coffitz. I'm at Exit Realty New Horizons. That is our sister location, if you will. And their podcast is The Cola Guys. Him and George have an awesome show. So please tune into The Cola Guys as well for information and just to get in the know about what happens in and around the Met, as we call it in South Carolina, the Metro, which is Columbia, South Carolina. Y'all know our mission. Y'all know what we do. Y'all know how we put all that stuff together. And we've been doing some amazing things here. But I would be remiss if I did not remind you that our mission here on this show is to empower our community through financial literacy and real estate education, guys. We're legacy building. That is what we do right here. I feel like we've been climbing through the mountains. We've been to the Himalayas. We done been through the Rockies, the Appalachians. We done been all everywhere to the peaks and to the valleys to find the best guests for you. We have today with us Jen and Stacy Conkey. They are a real estate powerhouse duo with 2 decades of investment experience. So we ain't got no amateurs. We ain't got no rookies. We ain't got no novices. We got some experience on this show today. And they have an essential drive, guys, to help transform the multifamily investment space. And they're here to help empower you to be a part of that. So Jen, Stacy, if you could, high level overview, give our listeners an introduction into who you are and what it is that you do.
I'm Stacy, and this is Jen. So we have been investing in real estate for just over 20 years. And it's been a journey, started off with single family homes and small multifamily and eventually apartments. Just through the course of that journey, Jen and I weren't working together back 20 years ago. We just connected about 8.5 years ago and have built this business together. Our very different strengths. Jen is like our visionary strategist. I'm like in the weeds, details, love to break everything down like A to Z. Our journey ultimately led us through a lot of challenging times. We didn't have the right mentors and it was challenging for us, but we learned as we went and created systems and perfected our systems over the years. And then we just really wanted to make sure that the next generation of people and investors who wanted to create legacy building wealth, like we have been, had a roadmap to do that and had help if they wanted it. That's what has led us to where we are today.
Thank you for that. What I just heard is, Jen, you are the driver and Stacy, you're the mechanic. So you're
that's a good way to put
everything,
it.
Make sure everything is running right. And Jen, you just, hey, lead me to the seat. I'm going to put my foot on the gas and I'm going to steer and you make sure everything else is right behind me.
Absolutely. You nailed it.
So we've been talking about investing and we've covered a host of different types of and different ways to get started. But what was yours? You say you did single family. What caused you to make the transition? And how did you make the transition from single family to multifamily?
For 12 years, I focused on single family homes, flipping and wholesaling. It really just became another job. It was like I hit this point, this wall where I realized I was in corporate America for 22 years. And doing that, I had to do real estate on the side. I did it because my brother got me passionate. He drove me around for about 6 hours and said, hey, we're going to go find these properties. We're going to flip them for profits. And I was like, what are you talking about? 6 hours later, I was hooked. So I did that for a long time, but I really liked my job too. But at the same time, I realized that what I was doing in real estate, it was another job. That's what I carved out for myself with flipping. It's a hustle. And then I got transferred from one location at my job to another. And during that transition, this gentleman asked me, hey, instead of selling this flip, what if you held it and use it as a rental? Mm-hmm. And at the time I was like, I can't be bothered with that right now. I got to go down there and start getting ready for this startup that I'm doing. And I don't want to worry about managing it from afar, but it planted a seed that I should be getting into that. Cause now let me think about that. Do the math, carry the one. And then I had that next epiphany. Like the first one was flipping for profits. Now this one was, ooh, holding for profit. And it's more scalable. And we all hit those thresholds where we just realize something, then making that transition is what I became most passionate about was, okay, now I want to exit my job because I can figure out and do that more and I don't have to grind on either side of the equation. So that was for me.
Look here, I love when you said carry the one because we figure out how we can get the one over. At that point in time, everything changes. Because most times we stuck. We can't see the one going over. We think it ain't going to make it. But you get that one over. So you get that one done and then it's a game changer. I love that. What was your first venture? Was it a duplex, triplex? Was it a quad or small apartment building? What was your first foray into multifamily?
So for me, it was a duplex. I went from flipping to just getting my first duplex. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I thought it would be a really cool strategy to dip into my 401k that I had built for 22 years. Mm-hmm. But I didn't have a lot of guidance. I was one of those do-it-yourselfers. Let me go figure it out. I'm going to stub my toe. I had that fire-ready aim approach. So I didn't factor in the repayment of that 401k loan. And so I ended up paying taxes and I really jacked myself up. And at that point in time, I was like, I probably need to figure out how to do this properly before I continue to proceed with my money. So let me go ask other people for their money and figure out how to raise capital to make that happen. But for me, it was a duplex. At the time, it was a $40,000 duplex. Then triplex and quads. I played around in that arena for a few years before stepping into apartments.
How many doors currently are y'all guys holding?
North of 2,500.
And it started with the one. It started with the one duplex. So your holdings are scattered across the entire country?
Yeah, we're in about 17 different markets right now. It was 14. I will tell you, the last 2 years have been a period of massive action. Like we've acquired probably north of 900 doors just in the last 2 years that we've been steadily chipping away at. So they're in 17 different markets, but over time, as you look at your portfolio, you might sell some of those assets, get some of those profits, go into different markets. But we've been primarily focused on three different markets right now that we're active in and holdings and other, but we're trying to dive in and continue to acquire two or three different markets right now. Our primary one's Indiana.
One of the things that sometimes people miss and what you just said is sometimes you got to open the gate and let a few out so that you can open this other gate and let something bigger in. Does that make sense?
Yes. It's like economies of scale. I want to try and get as many doors under one roof as possible. That's my goal.
You guys manage and run all this stuff remote. What is a day, if you will, in the life of Jen and Stacy look like as it relates to your real estate business?
When you're doing real estate investing, it is really about the economics. What is going on in the market? Is there job growth? Is there population growth? You know, do the numbers work? There's no emotion to it. It's just, do the numbers work? And do I feel that we're making an investment in an area that long-term is going to be a good, solid market? You don't want to invest in a market where the population's getting smaller and smaller every year because you have fewer residents or tenants to rent your units. We manage a team that's local in that market. We find professionals that do property management, realtors and brokers, contractors, home inspectors, and we call an interview. We find our dream team. We usually have two or three layers deep in case someone doesn't seem to be as dreamy as we thought. Basically, we coordinate through them. They are our boots in the ground. We're hiring professionals who do this every day full time. Our brokers, our home inspectors, or our building inspectors, our property managers, that's what they do. So when Jen and I are looking at whether it's a duplex or a 20-unit building or a 50-unit building, our property manager is probably one of the most key elements of being able to do that. And depending on what we're trying to do, if it's just run the building because it's already performing, or if we need to go in there and do some renovations or increase the rents or whatever, shift the management of it, we're coordinating it through our professional third-party property management that is there in that market in conjunction with our contractors, our building inspectors. But it's literally the same exact thing that you would realistically do, even if you were handling something at home. You don't go drive around looking for professionals. You get on the phone and call them. That's what we do too. We just do it from wherever we are. Sometimes we're here in our office or our studio. We could be in the Bahamas. We could be on an RV trip across the country. It doesn't matter. It's still the laptop and the cell phone.
For our listeners, guys, if you can refer back in your mind mentally to previous conversations and stuff that we've had, because we've talked about syndication, joint ventures, otherwise collaborating and working together to get deals done. So syndication versus joint venture.
Just to go back to when I did the duplexes, triplexes, and quads, getting into apartments. Oh, I was drinking the Kool-Aid of the syndication, whole world of that. Listening to the gurus and figuring out how can I go do this. And we had invested in our education to go do those things. We had a great education. When it came time to implementing, though, there were some things that came up that we didn't realize because we were new about it. And that was a securities attorney, a PPM, a private placement memorandum, and the money that you need in order to put that together. Then when it came time to get funding, oh, wait, you need experience at that level for all the things. So for us, we were like, dang, this is harder than it seems. Oh, but wait, we could actually use the same exact strategy that we use for 2 to 4 units and joint venture and just go through smaller apartments. Then when we get them, we won't need a sponsor. That's the path we took. Now, we do syndicate. We're syndicators. We'll do 506Bs, 506Cs, but that's not the path we started on. And we truly believe that if you start in joint venture, start small, get an asset that you can personally know how to operate, know and see, because you know what? The devil's in the details. And if you don't know those details when you're in a bigger deal, a 5-unit deal could be like a 2-comma mistake. But now you get into a bigger deal and it's, wow, that's a lot of zeros if I make that mistake. So we like to start small and scale. We're definitely fans of joint venture and scale into syndication.
And what this means is you're working with other people. And when you're going to get funding for a project, the first thing the funder wants to know is who's working on this thing. And you can say a name that everybody knows. Oh, well, how much you need? And they stroke you a check immediately. You could be in a deal like that or involved in a deal like that. And your placement in that deal, if you will, where you are in that deal, you could be so far down on the bottom of that deal that by the time the money flows and trickles, you got maybe a 0 or 2 where people further up got a few of them. But joint venturing kind of puts people oftentimes on more level playing fields. And I know you've seen this, especially as much experience as you guys have. You can go into certain transactions now because it's you, because it's your company, because you guys are involved. Whoever you're working with, either in a joint venture situation or syndication situation, you're going to get the buy-in from the investor to bring the money to the table because they know that you're there and they know your history and your experience. Is that correct?
That would literally just happened in March. We closed on a 96 unit and we were able to very quickly raise $1.5 million from investors on this deal to bring it to the table. And you can't do that without relationships and without having the credibility in the industry.
So joint venturing allows you to get paid and work with you. Boom, we're going to do this together. This is how we're going to break this up. And let's go. You put this money in, we put this money in, and then we make this thing here happen. Or we leverage it respectively and then get it done. Sometimes you can get the person on the JV to bring all the money. And all you got to bring is expertise and the knowledge and the deal. Because a lot of people will joint venture with you just on, I'll bring you the money. I want to make this amount of money out of it. The rest of it's yours. Have at it. Let's go. That is amazing.
One of the things that we see a lot, Corwin, is obviously what we work with a lot of new investors and they're getting started with apartments. And somebody in our academy will have found the deal. And then there's someone else who's, I haven't found my deal yet, but I really want to get involved in a deal. And I have money, but I haven't found a deal yet, or I haven't had time. And so that person who found the deal will have a couple of other people who are like, oh, I want to get into a deal. Because the benefit is all of them get to move forward together. So one, they get the experience, which then increases their confidence. The first one's always the most challenging because you don't know what you're doing yet. You're learning and you're growing. And the other thing is everybody who's in that deal, once that deal closes, everybody has credibility. When they're talking to a broker or a realtor in another market, no one's saying, what's your role in it? If you just say, I have a 10-unit property, whether you're the one who brought the deal or one put the money up. So we find that when people will start with something smaller that they can close quickly because it doesn't take that much money to make it happen, they can scale so much faster. Just the credibility alone with the lenders with the brokers, with future JV partners, and that eventually, when you're syndicating, with your investors. We've seen so many people who just like us, when we started doing it, we had some experience and we were still like, whoa, the learning curve on this syndication thing is insane. It's very, very steep. People can get started by do a small apartment building and just learn it, learn the business. Then you get a bigger one and a bigger one. And within a few deals, you're like, okay, cool, I'm ready. Then you could go with the much bigger ones requiring syndication and you have the relationships, you have the credibility, and you have the knowledge to actually successfully pull it off.
Well, I'm going to call this a pause, but this is my notice to you that we're going into part two. We've got to get this information because you just talked about and spoke about the academy. Listeners, I want y'all to pay attention. I want you to tune back in next week because we're picking up part two and we're talking about the Remote Multifamily Investing Academy.
Guys, that was a great show today. And we thank you so much for taking the time to listen to Exit Strategies Radio Show. My name is Corwin J. Millett. Yes, that is me. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart for tuning in for today's episode. Exit Strategies is my baby. It is how I give back to our community. It is how I foster goodwill, spread good news, and trustfully help you get great results. Guys, as I always say to you, I love you, I love you, I love you. And we're going to see you guys out there in the streets.